something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. God's greater blessing. I want you to journey with me into the land of God's greater blessing. I love the great blessings of God. But I prefer the greater ones. I love the blessings, the great blessings, but there is a higher one. Tell somebody, come up to that land. You know, somebody said that there's the three lands, and it's true. Three lands. The Bible shows us where people live their lives today. They were there in Bible days and they're still there today. One is the land of not enough. The land of not enough. They just don't have enough. Oh, if I had enough, I'll do this. If I had enough, I'll do that. If I had enough. It's called the land of not enough. Then there is the land of barely enough. Just enough. Then there is the land of more than enough. I'd like to add a fourth one. It's called over and above. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I talk about God's greater blessings, let me tell you about God's greatest blessing. So you can understand that immediately. God's greatest blessings cannot be experienced on this plane. When you begin to get in them, you will jog into heaven. Like Enoch did. Bible talks about Enoch. He says Enoch was not found, for God took him. He went out to jog one day and jogged right into heaven. They didn't find him again. He was gone. He was so blessed. The Bible says Enoch walked with... It's an intimacy with God that the Lord can no longer have you far away from heaven. You can't stay on earth. You've got to go to heaven. And so Enoch, the Bible says, Enoch walked with God. He was a prophet of God, the Bible tells us. He walked so close to God, and by the time he moved into God's greatest blessings, no, the heavens just took him out. Elijah walked with God, and it got to the time that God just couldn't have him down here anymore, and took him out. And God, brother, Lego se from the Jalico Praton Andruske. Oh dear. You know, sometimes some of us actually do have a glimpse into that realm, just a glimpse. And we try not to stay too long because you stay too long, brother, you ain't coming back. Because at that realm, you don't have words with which to communicate. Paul tells us in the 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 5th verse, he said, I was taken. He said, I knew a man. He was talking of himself. He said he was taken into heaven and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to speak. He said it is not lawful. Unspeakable words. Hey, I want to tell you what he meant by those words. He was not talking about the way they sounded. It's the language of the new creation that has come to super maturity. It's a language that if you begin to speak, brother, they're going to say you are mad. You may be arrested, I'm telling you. You'll be taken away from among human beings. It's a fact. You can no longer communicate with these base words of men. There's some things that we just have to allow and you know, because we will not be understood if we began to speak at the level of revelation. Let me give you a little piece of this. The other day, Pastor Larry was sharing in church and he was talking about someone said, I'm sorry to take your time. You remember? And he said, no, you can't take my time. Did you know that there's not many Christians who understand that language? It's a language of the high class. It's advanced level language. You understand? Yeah, I'm telling you. It's advanced level language. I was surprised when he began to say it. I thought, doesn't he know? Doesn't he know if he starts to talk like this? Yeah, it's important. You have to understand it. It's another, you do not take my time. Because you cannot take my time. And so I do not operate at that level. Take my time. Mm-mm. Why? Because at the advanced level, that means something serious. And when you begin to come into that level, God says, he can't stay there no more. No. He can't stay there. He's got to come up to heaven. Because nobody will understand you. You use the language of men and you just can't fit. You just can't fit. Let me give you an example. At that level, you do not say, I am hungry. Oh. You say, I eat. No, I want you to understand this. Imagine if I came to you and I said, I eat. You say, pardon me? And I say, I eat. And you say, well, eat what? But let me tell you the meaning of I eat in the realm of the spirit. When you begin to say, I eat, food, wherever it is, journeys to you. You see that? I'm just trying to show you something. Paul said, I heard unspeakable words. He said, it is not lawful. Read the words. He said, it is not lawful for a man to speak. He said, it is not lawful. In other words, in human worlds, they become illegal. It's a high plane. It's a high plane. You don't say, I need some money. You don't have needs there. At the advanced level, no needs. You don't say, I need, please. No, you don't even tell human beings, I need a chair. You don't need a chair. You say chair. Listen. You, I want you to understand. You don't say I need a chair. when you say chair. Are you following what I'm saying? Imagine if we began to communicate at that level of revelation. We can't be here. It's called the level of God's greatest blessings. God's greatest blessings. And you know what? The church is moving there. By the time we get up there, the rapture will take place. People can't understand you. They can't understand you. So how are you going to be talking to them? How? Say, I eat. Say, Jacob, I don't know. They say something is wrong with you. Before long, they will carry you. Even when you're saying, nothing is wrong with you. Say, that is what we are saying. You don't know something is wrong with you. Now they take you, maybe to Yaba. Hallelujah. So I'm going to leave that. Oh boy. Paul said, when I came to Corinth, he said, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. He said, I fed you with milk and not with solid foods. That's what he said. He said, I couldn't talk to you as unto spiritual. There are things we cannot see. So I said, let me just put that aside for advanced level class. You understand? Some of us, if we meet at that class, we can talk. Oh, but hey, cable. Hey, hallelujah. Hey. Some of the things we'll even say will not rhyme with English language.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.